Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Some ideas to keep in mind as you get ready to pick that next bull. Back on that in just a moment.
Oklahoma, it's in our name. Far too many insurance companies claim to be local. But Oklahoma Farm Bureau is an Oklahoma company here to serve Oklahomans. Since 1946, we have been here to protect Oklahoma families when they need us most. Today, with offices in all 77 counties, we offer even more insurance options, including Medicare supplements and financial services. It's the same Farm Bureau you've always trusted, now even better. Find your county office at okfarminsurance.com.
Hey, cattle producers, Superior Video Livestock Auctions got their next regular sale coming Friday, January 24th. It'll be broadcast live, Real TV, Dish Network, Satellite 232, or on the internet, www.superiorclicktobid.com. 8 a.m. start time on Friday, 28,900 head will be sold, and they'll include 1,800 replacement heifers, and bred cows on their Superior Replacement Female Auction. For details, call them 800-422-2117 or go to superiorlivestock.com. If you're a cow-calf producer, there's going to be a lot of chances for you to go to bull sales in the weeks to come. And as you think about selecting that bull to produce replacement heifers or bulls to sire replacement heifers, a number of criteria comes to mind. An important component to have in mind is calving ease. According to beef cow specialist Dr. Bob Weber, calving ease genetic selections can actually be managed a couple of ways.
Particularly as we think about replacement females, is that we have two calving ease EPDs. One's called calving ease direct, or simply calving ease. I mean, it describes the genetic variation in the ability of a sire's calves to be born. So it's the direct component. But there's also an important maternal calving ease, typically either called calving ease maternal, calving ease daughters, or maternal calving ease, that describes the genetic component of a dam or a cow to give birth to her calf. So as we think about building replacement heifers, we know that we'll be able to control some portion of calving ease and dystocia by the service sires we select for those replacement heifers. But we shouldn't ignore the fact that we can also augment calving ease by selecting for maternal calving ease in the bulls that we use to produce replacement females themselves.
Now, Dr. Weber recommends that when you select that next service sire, producers should focus on high levels of calving ease.
Calving ease is the principal criteria as we think about, you know, service sire selection for first calf heifers. When we do that, my typical recommendation is, depending on the breed, somewhere around the top 20 or 25% of the breed makes those bulls what I call heifer bulls. They have enough calving ease to be used with confidence on virgin heifers or first calf heifers. You know, bulls that are breed average, depending on the breed, may be closer to acceptable, but making sure we make a good selection decision. In fact, in almost all the breeds now, we can find combinations of exceptional calving ease with acceptable levels or high levels of growth, depending on what our strategy is. So in my book, there's no reason not to select for pretty high levels of calving ease, because it has really important economic impacts on our operation.
Now, when focusing on EPD values, Dr. Weber tells producers to be mindful of the minimum EPD levels for replacement heifer breeding purposes.
My typical recommendation is somewhere, say for, Angus bulls, 7 or 8 as a minimum calving ease EPD, and that equates to somewhere around the 25th percentile for Angus. It varies a little bit, the number by breed, of course, due to their genetic trend and breed averages. So the best thing to do is go, if you're going to use Hereford bulls, go find the Hereford percentile table, pick bulls that rank in the top 20 or 25% of the breed as your criteria to go and use for first calf heifer service sires.
Dr. Bob Weber says when you pay attention to calving ease as you select that next herd sire, you can help assure a more successful calving season in the years to come. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Messner Herefords invites you to the 2014 edition of Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale on Saturday, February 1st at the Messner Ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma. Van & Milt Messner will be selling 140 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, as well as 60 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. The sale will be seen live on DV Auction at dvauction.com. Sale time February 1st is 12:30 p.m. For information, call Van Messner at 580-552-1555. Messner Ranch Production Sale, Saturday, February 1st.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.